Amen. God is gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. Hallelujah. Prayer by precept and by example. Praise the Lord. Prayer by precept and by example. Amen. Our text is Luke chapter 11. Luke 11 verse 1. Luke 11 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. Jesus was found praying in a certain place. And I believe on many occasions his disciples observed him praying. Praise the Lord. Now, after observing him, they also desired to be taught how to pray. Praise the Lord. And I've been telling you that is a good request to ask to be taught how to pray. And also, I mentioned that, you know, many times we can tell people to pray, but they don't know what prayer is, and also they don't know how to go about with prayer. Praise the Lord. So prayer is taught. Amen. But also, you are shown how to go about with prayer. Praise the Lord. Now, in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus, we see him teaching his disciples how to pray. Praise the Lord. He told them how to pray. He told them that on this wise pray, our Father who art in heaven. Praise the Lord. So, he told them how to pray. Amen. I think even in Luke 11. Now, he did not only teach them how to pray. Praise the Lord. But he also took them to pray. Amen. He took them for a prayer meeting. Amen. So, and actually there are many scriptures. One time he took them to the mountain, you know, and he prayed with them. On another occasion still, he went with them to pray. That's when he told them, couldn't you watch with me for 1 hour? Praise the Lord. So, Jesus taught prayer, but Jesus also showed them how to go about with prayer. Hallelujah. So, those two things are married. Amen. The theology on prayer, but also the prayer itself. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have two extremes. There are people who pray without the knowledge on prayer. But there are also people who have the knowledge of prayer. The knowledge of prayer is too much for them to pray. Amen. They can explain to you what prayer is. But when you tell them, now it is time to pray, they begin to look at you. Praise the Lord. As if you are foreign. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you cannot live a Christian life without prayer. Praise the Lord. I think Pastor last time explained it properly. He said that prayer is our life. Prayer is like the air we breathe. Amen. And let me tell you, every Christian responsibility requires prayer. Amen. Every Christian responsibility requires prayer. The moment God calls you to do something, first and foremost, He has called you to pray. And I mentioned last time that before Jesus sent his disciples to go out to preach, you know, they were found praying. They never went out to preach before they prayed. Hallelujah. By the way, even Jesus himself, before he launched out to preach, he was praying. Amen. And I mentioned that Jesus' life was full of prayer. Amen. God becoming man prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. So I mentioned last time that prayer is an activity of man. Prayer is an earthly activity. It is only men on the earth who pray. Hallelujah. Saint Gonzaga Gonza will not pray. Saint Buzabadia will not what? Saint Bazekuketa doesn't what? Say, prayer is for the living. Tell your neighbor, prayer is for the living. The dead do not pray. Hallelujah. So I also mentioned that prayer is fellowship. Praise the Lord. Prayer is an instruction. In the scriptures, we are instructed to pray. Hallelujah. Also, prayer is service. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we looked at prayer in the Gospels, majorly in the book of Luke, and then we also pray in the book of Acts. In fact, the book of Acts is a book of prayer. Amen. Acts 1:14, they were in the upper room praying. Praise the Lord. Acts 2:1, they are praying. Acts 2:42, they are praying. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to prayer. You know, Acts 3:1, you know, they had an hour of prayer. Acts 4:23, you know, after they were being threatened not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus, they went to their own company and they reported what the chief priest had said, you know, and the Bible says when they had that, they lifted up their what? Their voices. Praise the Lord. And prayed. And in 31, the Bible says, after they had prayed, the place where they were praying for was shaken and they were filled with the Holy Ghost and they went and preached the word of God everywhere. Hallelujah. So it is a book of prayer. Amen. And you know, many times in the church we are looking for methods. Methods which work. God is not looking for methods. He's looking for praying men. Amen. There is one of the man of God. I read a lot his quotes. It's called D.L. Moody. No, not D.L. Moody. E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds. E.M. Bounds said that short, powerful prayers in public are a result of long hours of intercession in the secret. That will help someone. Short what? Powerful prayers in public are a result of long hours of intercession in the secret place. Amen. Apostle Paul said that, you know, 2 hours or 1 hour here of prayer is not enough. Praise the Lord. But you cook yourself in the secret place. Praise the Lord. When you come to show off. Hallelujah. Let me use a silly thing. You know, a movie you watch for 1 hour. Yeah? That summarized 1 hour of that movie. You know, you may think that actually they did the practice on that day. They launched it. No. That movie, they've been doing practice for 1 year. So when they bring out the 45-minute movie, you say people are what? These people are diligent. Some of the skits, they repeat them over and over like 1,000 times. Amen. So, when it comes to prayer, it first of all happens where? That's why you should have a prayer life. You should have what? A prayer life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, we also looked at the New Testament way of praying. And we said that in the New Testament, we are instructed to pray in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And praying in the Spirit is praying in tongues. We looked at 1 Corinthians 14, actually Ephesians. Let me first begin. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praise the Lord. Praying always. Praying always. There is no an end to prayer. We stop only to begin again praying. Hallelujah. Yeah? You cannot overpray. You cannot over what? The Bible says praying always with all manner of prayer and supplication in the what? In the Spirit. Praise the Lord. And we also, let's go to Ephesians, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. In fact, if you're not coming on Wednesday, you're missing out a lot. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because these things we are taught extensively in the Wednesday service. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians, verse 1. Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts. I think let me also make a statement. The things of God work by desire. They work by what? Follow after love and desire. Spiritual gifts. Praise the Lord. But rather that you may what? Prophesy. Hallelujah. Desire spiritual gifts, or the gifts in the Spirit, or the gifts of the Spirit. And by the way, those gifts are in you. Because in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 7, it says that you come. Give me verse 7. 1 Corinthians 1, 7. Is it the one? So that you come behind in no gifting, waiting for the coming of our... Give me another version. You come behind in no gifting. Give me NLT. Now, you have every what? You have every spiritual gift you need as you eagerly wait for the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, I have every spiritual gift. You need someone to help you misunderstand this one. Say, I have. I am not going to have. It is a reality. If you don't speak in tongues, it is not because you are not able. It is because you have not just what? Also, maybe it is because you are ignorant. But in chapter 12, verse 1 says, concerning spiritual gifts, do not be what? Ignorant. Hallelujah. Do not be ignorant, but you have spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. Say, I can flow in prophecy by the Spirit of God who lives in me. I can flow in the word of knowledge, in the word of wisdom, in discernment of spirits. Hallelujah. In prophecy, in tongues, interpretation of tongues, miracles, faith, healings. All those ones are for yours. Hallelujah. They are for what? Say, they are for mine. Hallelujah. English can also take on a different word. Hallelujah. So, you lack no spiritual gift. Father, when you are born again, praise the Lord, you receive the what? The Spirit of God.
You are spiritual. Say, I am spiritual. You're not natural. You're not natural. You are spiritual. You have the Spirit of God in you. A believer has no spirit problem. A believer has no what? He has the Spirit of God in him. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. Amen. Verse number 8. Give me NLT. Hallelujah. That's why those who are still under the control of their sinful nature can never please what? He's talking about the people who are not born again. Give me verse 9. But,
I like but.
But you are not controlled by your sinful nature. You are controlled by the Spirit if you have the Spirit of God living in you. And remember that those who do not have the Spirit of Christ living in them do not belong to what? To Him at all. So what qualifies you to be a children of God? Hallelujah. You are sealed with the Spirit of God. Praise the Lord. So you have no spirit problem. You have no what? And also you have no power problem. Say, I have no power problem. Because the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives in you. Praise the Lord. It does what? Okay, give me Ephesians. Ephesians, King James. Ephesians 3. Verse 20. I love this scripture. At the IOW. Amen. Like people are told to read this scripture. And people, you know, read it the way they think it in their what? In their minds. Not the way it is in the what? In the Bible. Amen. Now, unto him that is able to do exceeding, normally a believer says, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Praise the Lord. So, the power of God is in you, and the power of God is at work in you. So, a believer has no power problem. Say, I am a powerhouse. The power of God is in me. Hallelujah. You know, the power of God can be in you. And yet, you may not feel the power of what? Of God. Or you may feel what? Powerless. Not because it is not in what? In you. But probably you have not been taught, you know, how to turn on the power. I think Rose has used the analogy of a generator. Amen. It has inherent power. Hallelujah. But that power, until it is turned on, it lies dormant. Amen. But until you do what? Yeah? What is that? Is it pulling? It's called what? Give me a technical term. You trigger. Ah, trigger. Okay, trigger. Manduso. You start it by pulling that what? What is it called? That code. Brother Sarong, I trust in you. Amen. So, that potential energy is turned into what? Ah! Physics. You've been in the services. You learn even certain things. Hallelujah. Potential energy is turned into what? Working power. Hallelujah. But the power of God is what? Is in you. Praise the Lord. Paul told Timothy that stir up the gift of God that are in you. He told him, do not neglect. Praise the Lord. Once you neglect, once you don't stir up, praise the Lord,
The power of God might lie what? Dormant. But everyone in this room is a powerhouse. Hallelujah. Say, I'm a powerhouse. The power of God is in me. I am not powerless. Hallelujah. And this power, the Bible calls it the exceeding greatness of His what? Power. Super balo. I love that word. Super.
They are Greek words I love.
Prototokos. And super balo. Hallelujah. Power beyond what?
Hey, it's like you get an AK-47 to kill a fly.
Yeah? An AK-47 to kill what?
So that is the power. That is in what? So the power of God is in me.
You know, sometimes you need to say these things to what? To yourself.
You know, last Wednesday we said, the Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here. The Spirit of God is here.
And after we had said that, indeed the Spirit of God was here. Recognition. Praise the Lord. You need to recognize what is in you.
Praise the Lord. By the way, this will help you in prayer.
And you'll come from the position of I have. Not from the position, who am I?
Mukama nzani. Kachike nina. Ochiraba.
Waliwe chiri mugwe. Hallelujah.
Toriwe ka. So I'm not alone. No, last time I was praying, I said, I am not alone. You know, I felt I was alone. I said, I'm not alone. I started praying, I'm not what? You have said you will never leave me. You will never forsake me. So that I may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Praise the Lord. You recognize what is in you. Praise the Lord. What Christ has done in you. What is doing in you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You have the Spirit of God in you. You have no speed problem. You have no power problem. Hallelujah. He who speaks in unknown tongues speaks not unto what? Unto men, but unto God. For no man, how be it in the Spirit, he does what? He speaks mysteries. In the Spirit, you are speaking mysteries. The Amplifier says, in the Spirit you're speaking sacred truth. Hidden things that are not obvious to the what? To the understanding. Praise the Lord. You are communicating directly to God when you pray in tongues, when you pray in the Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. That's the New Testament way of prayer. By the way, you know you can run out of words. Huh? If you hear a man of God say, I prayed for 10 hours. He didn't pray in English. Or in Luganda. Amen. He's praying in the what? That is a river that never runs dry. It's a river that never runs what?
Dry. Praise the Lord. It refreshes you.
Reko pradika, rakute pele paka, rako tele ba.
You will never run dry. Hallelujah. English, you will run what?
Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't know even how to go about a situation. Like, mukama ntaandikirewa.
Have you ever been in such scenarios? No, mukama ntaandikirewa. Chino chisabire ntia. Ah.
God has given us a prayer language. You just begin out in what?
In tongues. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now today I want to say some fundamental things about prayer. Praise the Lord. I think these are some of the things we
Okay. We shall see. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let me also again define what prayer is. Amen. Actually, the word prayer comes from the Greek word desis. It is what? Yeah. And it implies desis is D, E, and then sis. Genesis. Yeah? You know sis? S-I-S. Praise the Lord. It implies a petition. It implies what? A petition. A committed demand. Something that you are serious about. Praise the Lord. Something you are serious about. Hallelujah. Now, one fundamental thing about prayer is asking what you desire, not what God desires. Now, sometimes when believers have known to pray the Pauline prayers, they don't know how to pray for other what? Someone is sick and you pray Pauline what? Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of what? I need healing. Hallelujah. So, prayer is asking for what you do you have desires? Have you prayed about your desires? By the way, everyone who came to Jesus to be healed or to be set free, you know, they expressed their what? Their desire. Hallelujah. Let's read Matthew chapter 8. Matthew 8. Verse 1 to 4. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper worshipping him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Praise the Lord. His leprosy was cleansed. Let's read also verse number 5 to 8. It says, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, look at this, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. So we see here the centurion came with what? A specific what? Request. He expressed his desire for his servant to be well to Jesus. So prayer. You know, sometimes someone comes to you and says, pray with me. And you say, what can I pray with you or for you? Say, pray anything. Hallelujah. Huh? Blind Bartimaeus came to Jesus. Blind, he was blind. Son of David, have mercy on what? What can I do for you? And also blind Bartimaeus knew what he wanted. He said, I want to see. He said what? You said the word. He said, I want to see. Let me also speak. For my daughter tells me that my English is what? It's local. I said, I have accepted. Hallelujah.
I have accepted, said it is well. But you understand what I am saying?
Said, I know.
Sometimes you can annoy us by saying certain things. But that this is our generation. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. My English is in loco. Amen.
So, prayer is what you desire, not what God desires.
Today, let me also encourage you. But the apostle, you know, some believers don't know that God can give them good things. They only know how to pray for the will of God, the gospel.
The what?
Hallelujah.
Yeah?
Mark 11.
Prayer by precept and by what?
Mark 11:24. Are we there? It says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Whatever. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. What do you desire? What do you want?
Amen. In fact, even when someone is leading prayer, he says, let's pray for what?
For this. Because that is what we desire to see. Let's pray that the gospel will have influence in this nation. We are expressing our desires in prayer. Hallelujah. Prayer is what you desire. Amen.
Now, there's also a confusion about the will of God. God, is it your will for me to be healed?
It is God's will for you to be healed.
Hallelujah. You need to find out from the word of God, the will of God. In fact, the will of God is the word of God.
Or the word of God is the will of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And you know, the way you treat also the word of God is the way you treat God. Some people say, I love God so much. But they can never sit for 5 minutes under a teaching.
You know, yesterday something was mentioned. Some people say, we need a godly nation. Yeah? Believers, stop being hypocrites.
Now, I have ever led a fellowship at people's workplace. And I know many people who are born again, but they will never come for what? And yet they are praying that, God, we need organizations, we need whatever, for what? For godliness to be what? There. And it is here, you don't attend.
You are praying amiss.
Amen. So in prayer, you express your desire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I am praying for you, there are things I am specifically what? Praying for you. When I'm praying for my disciples, there are things I desire to see in my disciples. So I express those things in prayer when I am praying for my disciples. Lord, I pray that they will be on fire. I pray that Christ will be formed in them. I pray that they will be zealous for the things of God. I am expressing my desires, you know, to God concerning my disciples. Hallelujah.
Prayer is what you...
God, I desire a car.
That one is also not bad. It's the address. That ain't bad.
That what?
Now, I'll go to Seattle and I will speak pure American English. That ain't bad. Hallelujah.
That is not bad. Praise the Lord. Asking for a car is not what?
Hallelujah.
So Mark says, whatever you ask, whatsoever things you desire when you pray. John 14. 12 to 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. 13. And whatsoever, read with me, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Praise the Lord. I will. Now, no, someone taught from Mark, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, shall. Now, even that one ought to be in context. So, some people say,
whatsoever means,
you cannot desire my wife. You cannot what? Because the Bible said whatsoever. In fact, there is someone who claimed Kenneth Copeland. He read Mark 11:23-24. If you shall set what? To this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. Hallelujah. So, Brother Kenneth Copeland, his wife, became a what? A mountain. So this person was speaking to that what? To that mountain. To be what? To be removed. Hallelujah. For what to do what? To enter. Now you're surprised. Yeah. So she was what? That was a mountain. Be removed. Be cast into the what? The sea. That man is what? Is mine. Yeah. What God has joined together. If I find you claiming my own, I will see Sarah. I will see Nyoka. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, let's also look at Matthew. So, prayer is expressing your what? Your desire. Amen. Matthew chapter 6. There's something I want to mention. Matthew 6. Verse 8. It says, be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask. Praise the Lord. Some people have escaped in this what? Maybe let's first read it in verse 6. Says, but thou, when thou enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard for their what? Much speaking. Praise the Lord. We said vain repetition implies nonsense. It implies what? It implies empty words. Amen. Empty words.
In fact, it implies there was no request what?
Made at all.
Say, man can be in a prayer, you know, and all they are saying is vain. Hallelujah.
Nonsense.
You know, do you know you can say nonsense in a prayer? Huh? You can say what? So you need to know the word so that you may know. Hey, by the way, prayer, you don't pray in your heart. That one is, I think it is also very powerful. You don't pray in what? The reason why some prayers are recorded, the prayers in the Bible are recorded, is because someone spoke. So, prayer is vocalized. I cannot say amen if I have not heard what you have said.
So in prayer, we speak. In prayer, we do what? Hallelujah. Now, let me say, circumstances are not afraid of the word of God in your heart.
Yeah?
The devil does not fear the word of God in your heart. Circumstances will not move because of the word of God in your heart. That's why when you see pastor say, please, you know, rise up on your feet and begin to what? To pray. Shout. Hallelujah. Because your words give direction to the power of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, if you shall say to this mountain, be removed. Hallelujah. Christianity is for talkers. Is for what? Or speakers. A Christian ought to be on loudspeaker. In fact, when it comes to prayer, be on loudspeaker. Hallelujah. God, we are praying for you. You speak, you utter. Jesus was not a quiet man. He spoke. Amen. Now, sometimes when we are in prayer, you are not praying. But when you go outside, when you just, brother. Let me tell you, when we come to pray here, open your mouth. Open your what? And say something. Praise the Lord. And say what? Don't be corporate. I allow you, when you come to church, don't be what? There's a certain lady in a certain prayer house. She's a very beautiful damsel. Not by face. Not by what? The Bible says Sarah was what? Was beautiful to look upon. Amen. Even Abraham knew it. He says, when you go the other side, you just say, you're too beautiful. Just say to them that you are my sister, that they don't what? When she enters in when she's come, but when she begins praying, she's not corporate. The air goes southwest, and after she has prayed, she comes back to what? She comes back to what? Amen. So when you come to pray, amen, lose yourself, hallelujah, abandon yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. World Cup is beginning. When I'm watching football, sometimes I can irritate you. I even order the coach what? When I'm outside, the TV.
Why? I'm putting my emotions, praise the Lord, in what I am doing. Just a football match. I am watching it, but I am what? I am on my toes.
In fact, sometimes even I would fall a bit sick when I have lost.
Because I am in what?
Not very sick, I would feel bad. I have some boda guy say,
Twa kukubye. What will I be twa kukubye?
Hallelujah. So, do not use what? Vain repetition. Praise the Lord. The Bible says they think that they will be heard by their much speaking. Praise the Lord. And also people have used the scripture to say that, you don't need to say what?
to say a lot of things. Amen. You just say one word. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I told you Jesus prayed for 12 hours. What was he praying about?
Mukama bosabe dakika bili takuulira.
In fact, that is not the prayer. The other one is the what? I had my friends, they used to invite me for a prayer breakfast. The first time I was very annoyed because we ate and we prayed for two what? 2 minutes. Prayer? The prayer is the prayer breakfast. Now, they organize it. I looked at the table and I'm like, you did a good job. But we first indulged ourselves in what? In food. When it came to prayer, even me myself, the archbishop, who was presiding over the prayer, I couldn't pray. So the next month they invite me. Now this one, atoli yali achikubyenga achitute kudalachi? Edala. Nga yategese. So the moment we just entered, he says, Pastor, wash your hands. I said, hold it. First, leave the food. Nemba kalakate sawes. Esawa bid. It was the longest prayer meeting in their lives. 2 hours. Some were lying down. Yeah, hold your friend is what? Tavasavisa. One person told me, I'd never prayed beyond 5 minutes. So I told him, Pastor, I was asking, when are you going to stop? Now, for us 2 hours is a walkover. But they appreciated it, what? Then there we indulged ourselves in what? Let me give you also wisdom. When you invite a pastor and he has come to pray for you, don't first bring what?
Amen.
That is wisdom. Don't first bring what? Nafe tulibachi. As a pastor, there is this. I want you to come and pray for us. Don't first bring what? The moment the pastor or the man of God comes, or your disciple, please. We are what? Here. Hallelujah. Let him first do the spiritual what? And then afterwards also you serve him. Hallelujah. But I don't want to be what? Distracted. You know, in eating, conversing, namafuta gakolaji. Kayika. Hallelujah. Mafuta kayika muze mubivozi biri. Mune acha yochaya. Sometimes azenga avokurusozi. Acha ajude. Hallelujah. Toso kao mere. Mere soko jikorechi. Mgame musumba wetuli. So kaba korechi. Kati wamalo baka la kata. Mga kati mere yino. Ne basa yino. Hallelujah. That is wisdom. That's how to respond. Hallelujah. So I thought that. From that time, those prayer what? They invited me like 8 times. So now they knew it is first prayer and then eating. Prayer for 2 and then we can eat. Hallelujah! But that's why I think if Pastor God, did you still do that? Pastor God, he doesn't eat breakfast on a Sunday morning. Apostle, you don't. Brother Mayo doesn't. We don't. Hallelujah. Amen. So we come and we are very energetic. But some of you, you miss breakfast. I know my disciple, he will not be at the right moment. He told you, Musuma, the name of the Chemisana. Hallelujah. Amen. There's wisdom in what? In those things. Amen. So, the Bible here is saying that your heavenly Father, what? knows what you need. So the issue is not about God knowing, but it's about you what? Asking. Hallelujah. He knows. Yet you need to what? You know God knows the plans He has for you. But you need to know what He knows about you. Amen. You know that God knows that people need to be saved. Yet we pray for people to be what?
Aga mukama nzembi kulekede go kolachi. Mukama go manye byange. Teri mulala. O manye ndia yange jensura. Ndaku gwena dawani. Teri mulala.
Teri mulala. Mukama go kolachi. Amen. Praise the Lord. So in prayer, you should know what you want. Hallelujah. Very, very what? Important. Sometimes someone will ask you, what are we praying for? You just pray. Now, next week we shall talk about supplication. Now, if also, every time you come to pray, it is your needs that drive you to pray. Is also what? I told you, those are the people after they have acquired. They will leave the faith. Say, you know, mchal. Abana basomera Kampala parents. Nguzi, napoloti yange chikumi kuchikumi egayaza. Zimbi emwe nyumba, ateka tinjagalachi. Mukama mpadde omukisa. Olina kyemaliriza. Hallelujah. No. I was pursuing someone. And my eyes was like, but why are you dying? Ofachi. Mukama na ibiro byengendo okola ki? I am dying on a person. Ngomuntu mukola ki? You know, my life is not just what? Me. Amen. In fact, many times when I hear something about my disciple, chintabura. Hallelujah. Because God has called me to what? You know, they told a certain pastor, that is your biggest problem in pastoring. He said, my biggest problem is people. So the person who asked him told him, you leave the work of the what? The ministry. Because the work of the ministry is people. The work of the ministry is what?
Ensonga lwaki obuweereza buno webuli. Buliwo ku lwaki? Ku lw'abantu.
Bwe baba kuwa omutwe omunene, bwe bwobuki? Obuweereza. Abamu kuma omutwe omuki? Omutwe omuki? That's why my mom used to say, I'm making her head what? Become big. Praise the Lord. So, the work of the ministry is because of what? People. God has called us for people, to people. Amen. It is because God has called us to do that. When you see us pray, unless we are not superstars, we are not coming to what? To feel good about what? But sometimes you can find us praying. No gamba na yetu fachi. It is because of people. Let me tell you, God is interested in the people. Not in what? In things. At the end of the day, the things you are going to leave them where? And what is going to remain are what? Ensite kwe mazam. Ensite kwa laji? You know, sometimes ense sobolo kwe mazamu nebi ntubi ensi. Wallahi, ogenda kubireka wano.
Ate bw'obireka wano abaliwo ffe tusalawo kye tubikozesa.
Gwe!
Mukama bw'akuwa ebintu bikozese ku lw'enjiri. Kola bulungi. In fact, beera mugagga. Naye ng'obugagga bwo bwa bwakabaka bwani bwa Katonda. Be rich because we need the what? The money. Say Musumba, you need the money. In fact, if you have it, give it to me. We need what? Hallelujah. But money should have what? A purpose. Not for our indulgence, but for the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. When we are doing meetings like Bible seminar, money. Praise the Lord. Some things need to be said. So when you're rich, you're not rich for yourself. You're rich for others. You're rich for what? Not to consume it upon yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people I want to bless. Hallelujah. If I have money, I will bless them. In fact, I said in my heart, okay, after having 10 houses, so what? In fact, Pastor God is always says, set a situation. Gospel.
Praise the Lord. So, prayer, God knows what you want, but you have to what?
Ask.
Amen. Now, let's conclude then in the book of James, James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse number 5. Now, we are going to look at God's part in prayer. Praise the Lord. But also, let me say this. You know, if you don't know the character of God, if you don't know the character of God, amen, you relate with God in a certain way. Or you're going to pray what? A certain way. Because of your knowledge of what? Of God.
James 1:5. What does it say? Let's read together.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. And upbraideth, and it shall be. If any man lacks what? Wisdom. Let him ask God that giveth to all liberally.
Praise the Lord. Now, that word, let him ask God that giveth what? Liberally. In the original Greek, let him ask the giving God. Let him ask what?
God is a giver. God is what?
Say, God is a giver.
For God so loved the world that he... So, it says in prayer, let him ask God that giveth liberally.
Praise the Lord. That word liberally is the same word who gives what? Generously. Hallelujah. Give me an NLT.
If you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. God is a giver.
Hallelujah. Katonda simukodo. Katonda mugemuzi agimura. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give me King James again. So,
let him ask God who gives liberally and upbraideth not. Give me
NIV. Some people have judged the NIV.
Let's read together. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all, without finding fault, and it shall be
God is a giver. He gives liberally. He's single-minded when he's what? Giving. And he does not find fault for him to do what? To give you. He gives generously without finding what? Hallelujah. You know, some of you already, because of the theology you have, you know, the way you pray, you first investigate yourself to see whether there is nothing wrong with you. No, someone was telling me that they were going through challenges. So someone told him, you know, kwekebera, ntambula yo nani? Wekebere. Because they are going through what? Jesus was with his disciples in the boat, and the boat was sinking. Amen. Amen. So you can be with Jesus, not because you've done anything, what? But challenges, what? Kawekebere. My best man told me he was going through hard times. They told him, you have curses. They told him, Gendo keberewa, avewam, olave. Praise the Lord. God is not a fault finder. God is not what? He does not first say, Brother Sarong, let me screen you and see whether everything is what? For me to do what? If that was so, let me tell you, most of us would not qualify for God's blessings, for God's favor. Hallelujah. In fact, some of us, sometimes God can give things to people whom we think don't deserve. Has it ever happened? Yeah? You think someone does not what? And God gives to them. And then you will go to God and say, Nene mukama, nze nabachi, lavorita tambula na burunji. They are not working what? But you see what you are doing to them. Na yenze ngane kumye. Nganko zeji? Mukama nganku wereza. Nera wembo nabona. In fact, I would jakubo nabona chi? Nyo. God gives without finding fault. Psalm 130. I love this verse. Amen. 130. Verse 3. Psalm 130. Jimpe. Okay. Hey. It says, you shouldest mark iniquity. Says, let's read together. Lord, if you kept a record of our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? Have you done wrong before? Huh? In fact, some of you, even before you came here, you did wrong. I'm not saying this to condemn you. But I'm saying this such that you see the goodness of God. It's the goodness of God which will cause you to repent. Yeah? If you kept a record of, who can survive? Huh? Who can? Love keeps no record of what? Never moko mamoko maybe viati. Ojukira luri. Verse 4. But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you.
you offer forgiveness. God does not keep any record of what? In fact, the Bible says, He forgives our what? And He remembers them what? No more.
Am I helping someone?
Eh? God is not mad at you. I need to say that.
He loves you. Hallelujah. He gives to you what? Generously, without finding. Now, that is the attitude you come with in the place of what? Prayer. If you have a good relationship with your father, hallelujah, and you know the goodness of your father, there is a boldness you come what? With in the place of prayer. Hallelujah. You know my father is loving. You know he gives generously. You know he's not a fault what? Finder. There is a boldness you come to in the place of what? Prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He's a good God. So, He offers forgiveness. When you do wrong, God offers forgiveness. So that you may learn how to what? To fear Him. Praise the Lord. That's why in Colossians, I think 1:14 says, in Him we have what? Redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of what? Of sins. When we do wrong, God offers what? Forgiveness. Hallelujah. Many believers are sin conscious, most especially in the place of what? Prayer. They say, Pastor Soto gave us a formula. It is called what? Acts. Is it Acts? Letter A is for? Adoration. You first what? Adore God. To put Him in the right what? So come on, God is in the right mood. 24/7. Hallelujah. No muga mukama ngoli murungi. Oro so come muana ngabu adio murungi. Or isewe bichi. As someone ever, my wife told me there's a friend of hers. So when she acts properly before her husband, ngaba gamba. You will find when she has cooked and is able to get toke. I'll let her fuck me the no colachi. Ngadiko na kalagala. Ah, agamba. Wano mumpo yeta gachi. Aga, sent a chizueta. Agam kumani bokola binu. Oya galachi. That's how we are mukura. Amen. So, some of us, that's how we what? You want to first tickle? Omnyonyogere, awulire buki? Bamala okulira obulungi. Kati noja muki? Mu penitensia. Noga mukama ukoze ki? Gunsinze ukoze ki? Gunsingide dala. Hallelujah. Kati anoyo kugamba? Mukama, mpa. Omazo kola chi? He said that people waste a lot of time in prayer. But God loves them still. God is Ori neye nenya, nene nyeze biyaba jajange, nibia jajajajange, mokama indagano zenakola, nezeba ankorera. Ah. Ori mundagano, eyo musaigwa Yesu. Lwaki munafuya nnyo endagaano y'omusaayi gwa Yesu? Ne mwesiba ku biragaano biri. Bye nakola, bye bankolera mu mirembe giri. Bw'omwoyo gwa kawuula ogwe gugaana abantu okufumbirwa. Hallelujah. Please. You know, there's a teaching, there's a Bible seminar we did before they became IOW. Beyond what? Superstition. Please get the audio from Brother Brand and listen to it. Because let me tell you, the character of God is very important. The disciples of Jesus said,
Lord, allow us to call fire. Now, there are also believers who like calling fire on what? On people. Omuriro guboche. Jesus said the Son of Man did not come to what? To destroy lives, but to save lives. Let me tell you, we are not fighting against flesh and blood. Our warfare is not with people. In fact, we are to save what? People, even our enemies. Hallelujah.
So lekera okuitira omuliro ku bantu. Hallelujah. Guitire Satan. Amen. Jagala business yegwe. You find lady what? Mukama njagala omuyigirize somo. Teach him what? A lesson. Ne make up yakoleji. Mukama yamulaze. Oyo si mukama gwene Satan. Mwe mwamukozeki?
In fact, let's see how Jesus taught on the subject of God giving. We shall end on that. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew 5. So, Jesus taught God's character in giving. Matthew 5, verse 44. Matthew 5, 44.
Aha.
It says, it says, 44, but I say unto you, love your, bless them that curse you. Huh?
Do good to those who, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven, for he maketh the sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the... You see your Father. It has rained today, but it has rained on both the what? The righteous and the what? Yeah?
Let me say this. You know, in the world, people are rich.
Huh?
Hallelujah. There are believers also who are poor.
Hallelujah. Verse 45.
Is it 45?
For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more? Do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Praise the Lord. So your Father, he gives rent what? Your Father. So you should act like your, love your enemies. Don't hammer your enemies in what? In prayer. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is not yours. Vengeance is there. Think about Apostle Paul. Which prayer would you have prayed for him? Persecuting the church. He was an eyewitness when they were killing Stephen. You know? Which kind of prayer would you have what? Lord, let Paul of Tarsus die.
Let me tell you, among sinners, they are apostles. To be. They are teachers. Even you, were you born righteous? Even you deserved what? Even you persecuted what? Born again. Some of you persecuted born again. But right now, you are God's. You belong to God.
What if you also called what? fire. Die. No. We are there to save.
I know it is hurting to you. Ganeo ya sana kola chi. Nekoni.
Yeta kakusavira kola chi. Alokolevwe. Paul said this is a trustworthy saying and deserves full acceptance. That Christ came to save sinners of whom I am chief.
Hallelujah.
So, God is a giver. Hallelujah. God also gives to the what? To the unbelievers. Hallelujah. Even an unbeliever can pray and God can answer them. Cornelius is one of them. The Bible says he prayed and he was answered.
In fact, an unbeliever can come here. Nagamba, nienda mchachi, njagala mukama amponye.
Neje wano.
Ngaze, mukama mkolechi.
Najano kukirizoku, ukukolachi.
Era mukama na mkolachi.
Na nechachi na jikolachi. Hallelujah! God gives generously without finding fault. Praise the Lord. That is God's part in what? In prayer. He's not a fault finder. Praise the Lord. Say, God loves me. I am His children. Praise the Lord.
So, when you know such things, there is a way you pray. Hallelujah.
You don't come to first appease Him for Him to do something for what? Meanwhile, there are people who don't appease God at all. They just come boldly and God what? Blesses them. And they walk away.
We had a man in our village. He was called. But this man was very bold. One time he came. Yasanga tulia nyama. By then, mchalonge nyama.
Naga, mwami jemu senjale numa. Atentu ukide warunji nga mulia chi, mulia savu. Bana inaye muzikirize nkole chi mpo mwana pamba mpaku mazi nabe mchi mungalo amazi awaya kuteda akoze chi now na atandiko two or was he was good at what giving stories but he used to be very bold.
Amen.
One time a white man came and the man started speaking broken English na ina aita u kaka na mujye mu dola nga bibili. Praise the Lord. You are a child of God. You are what? Let me tell you are in relationship with God. Don't come to your father like you're coming to a stranger. You are in relationship with God. Let me end with the scripture. Ephesians 2 verse 18. Prayer by precept and by what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You need to know these things.
For through Him we both have by one Spirit unto the
you have access. 1 Peter 3:12, the eyes of the Lord. 1 Peter 3:12. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their what? Before you come to pray, God is already what? His eyes are on you. His ears are what? God wants audience with you. In fact, He has already given you what? Audience. Before even you do what? You have audience with God. His eyes are on you. His ears are open to your what?
Now, if you read such a scripture, that one should motivate you. Should stir you up to what? To pray. You mean God, your eyes are on what? Your attention is on me. You have God's attention. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let's rise up on our feet. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You have audience with God. And we have said that prayer is asking what you desire. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit.